The company at the heart of a nationwide peanut butter recall has closed a Texas plant, citing the possible presence of salmonella. The Peanut Corporation of America is under federal investigation for an outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. It may also have contributed to 8 deaths. Yesterday, the FBI searched the company's headquarters in Virginia and another plant in Georgia. That plant was already closed. Georgia is the largest peanut-producing state, and farmers there say the salmonella outbreak has hurt them, even though they had nothing to do with the contamination. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Peanut farmers have reacted powerfully to the salmonella contamination. In Georgia, they released a statement expressing disdain for the Peanut Corporation of America, the plant at the heart of the outbreak.
It's not an issue that's a farmer issue, but it sure has had a severe impact on our farmers.
Don Kaler is executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission. About 5,000 farmers in the state grow peanuts, but since about 1,800 products have been recalled, consumers are afraid to buy peanut products. That means shellers, who buy the nuts, are not making contracts with farmers.
This is uncharted territory. It won't mean that we won't plant any peanuts, but it'll certainly mean that we'll have a significant reduction in acres of peanuts because farmers can't put their whole farm at risk right there for something that's an unknown.
On the edge of Early County in deep south Georgia, there are tall pine trees, grazing cattle, and sprawling farms where peanuts are grown.
I'm the fourth generation here, and this is home. My grandparents, this was their home for many, many years right here.
Mike Newberry's farm isn't too far from where the peanut processing plant is located.
We are still all just reeling from what has happened in Blakely, Georgia.
And Newberry says it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Farmers produced the largest peanut crop in U.S. history last year, so warehouses still have a large supply of nuts. The economy is suffering, and now demand for peanut butter and all peanut products is down 25% to 30%.
There's no question it hurts my bottom line. No question it hurts my perception, and that's what hurts the bottom line.
As a result of the salmonella contamination, farmers say they'll plant up to 30% fewer peanut acres than they did in 2008. Last year, they earned $525 a ton for their peanuts. This year, Newberry says the best he can make is about 70% of that.
We are ready to move on, and it's not that we're ready to run away from this. We're ready to get this solved because this happened right under our nose. This happened where I pass 5 times a week. We don't want that to happen.
The FDA is under fire for failing to catch problems at the Peanut Corporation of America plant. The agency says managers sent out tainted peanut paste and peanut butter, even though they knew the products were contaminated. Today, the company voluntarily suspended operations at a second processing plant in Plainview, Texas, that reportedly operated unlicensed and uninspected for years. The food recall, which is linked to the Georgia plant, is widespread because peanut paste is an ingredient used in so many items, including cookies, crackers, and snack bars. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama promised a complete review of FDA operations.
At bare minimum, we should be able to count on our government keeping our kids safe when they eat peanut butter.
Georgia farmers agree with the president. In Calhoun County, Georgia, Jimmy Webb is already preparing his fields, turning over the sandy soil he's farmed for more than 20 years. Webb is frustrated.
You know, you're kind of in that situation where you know, we trust each other. You know, we were trusting manufacturers that they were doing the right thing.
Webb says it's difficult for him to watch as farmers and consumers suffer the consequences from this one plant.
As a mama, you're not going to give your child a peanut butter and jelly sandwich till you know for sure that it's safe. And I can't blame them. I hope that the public will not give up on peanuts.
Farmers are already talking about amassing a public relations campaign to remind consumers that they didn't do anything wrong, that most peanuts are safe. Everyone here still has a lot of questions. On Wednesday, the president of the Peanut Corporation of America will have to answer those questions before Congress. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.